Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Ah, gotta love the holidays. Folks from all over gathering around the dinner table, making new memories, sharing stories, laughs, and succulent beef. So satisfying that seconds are a given. Fact is, there's nothing better than the beautiful sight and unbelievable aroma of a mouth-watering ribeye placed front and center, cooked to perfection for your favorite people to savor. No matter what the occasion, the silence around the table after that first bite says it all. That's one heck of a ribeye. How's that for making memories? Beef. It's what's for dinner.
A reminder from the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. To learn more, visit www.oklabeef.org. Oklahoma's Secretary of Agriculture actually wears three hats and does three distinct jobs along with a lot of other duties. Secretary of Agriculture, the Commissioner of Agriculture for Oklahoma, and the President of the State Board of Agriculture. Jim Reese has held all those positions and more over the last 8 years, doing a great job in representing Oklahoma and helping oversee a lot of programs that have helped develop agriculture in very positive ways. One of those programs he's proud of is the Made in Oklahoma program.
The Made in Oklahoma Coalition has grown 41%, and their company sales have increased 60% to $4.3 billion. And most of that increased sales is out of state and out of country.
Today is Jim Reese's last day as Secretary of Agriculture and all those other jobs as well. He has submitted his resignation effective today to Governor Mary Fallon in the 2 weeks before the Kevin Stitt administration takes over, and our new Secretary of Agriculture-to-be, Blaine Arthur, takes the position. There will be an acting Commissioner of Agriculture over the Department of Agriculture, and that will be Brian Painter. And, oh, by the way, you can check out our full conversation with Jim Reese, kind of a exit interview, you might say, with the secretary. It's up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. On this final day of 2018, no resolution in sight regarding that partial government shutdown that does impact, among other agencies, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as well as the Food and Drug Administration. They're reduced to essential services at this particular time. It'll be sometime in the new year before things can finally get sorted out. Meanwhile, President Trump and his advisors are said to be thinking about canceling the North American Free Trade Agreement to try to help push the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement through Congress in the early days of 2019. One report says if that move gets made, it may present Congress with a hard choice to make: either pass the USMCA or allow about $1.3 billion worth of goods traded between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have tariffs slapped on them. On this final day of 2018, December 31st, it will be a normal day of trading for our agricultural futures, our livestock, our grain and oilseed futures as well. They'll all be closing at their normal times a little bit after 1 o'clock this afternoon. The markets then will be closed for New Year's Day, opening early on Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019, for the first trading session of the new year. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
A lot more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Happy New Year to you and to yours. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.